4BWA Mobile.
4CBA Mobile.
Need to be at the Bonefish Grill on Thursday night. Saying 4BWA.
I'm sorry, say that again, Steve. I was sitting in a bad spot there. I'm over here in Easley.
I think you need to be at the Bonefish Grill on Thursday night. It's KN4VWA.
I was planning on going. My grandson has a basketball game, and so looks like I'm going to that. And so anyway, I hate to miss it, though.
Well, I was kind of looking forward to getting you over there and giving you a hard time.
He needs to.
He's got me out running around doing errands and doing all kinds of stuff, trying to make trips to the bank, doing money stuff, and going to the grocery store to buy dog food for the dog and cabbage for me. And we're just running all of our little errands today.
Well, I just put down a deposit for a 23 4Runner.
Why?
Negative, that's for me.
Start that Mustang?
I'm gonna miss it, but, it's time to trade up.
Where did you finally get your 4Runner from?
Easley.
Well, that's good. What color are you going to get?
I chose black. What do you call it? Got the paperwork here. It's a four-wheel drive. Off-road premium. It's not a TRD though, but he can get me everything I wanted on. I wanted black rims and tinted windows, and so it'll. It's got everything I wanted, and it's about 10,000 less than what I was going to pay for the other one. So he saved me some money.
So what are you going to do in the meantime? Are you going to just sell the Mustang, or are you going to try to trade it in?
Well, looks like I'm going to have to sell it because nobody wants to give you anything for it. Nobody wants to give me anything for a trade-in that's worth considering. So, if I want to get what I want out of it, I'm going to have to sell it myself.
Time to sell it is in the springtime, right before May.
I have 60 to 90 days before this vehicle comes in, so and we're going to use part of that. We're going to use that money and then add some to it to pay for the Highlander. So I hope somebody's looking for one now.
The 4Runner.
Did I say Highlander? That's what my wife drives.
Okay. Well, good deal, bud. Well, listen, I've just pulled up in front of the Ingles on Asheville Highway, and I got to go in with the boss lady. Make sure she doesn't bankrupt me. So, if you hear a thud, it's just the side of my head. So, anyhow, 73's, bud, and I'll talk to you again soon. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after your final. Behave yourself out there.
So you're keeping straight, and we'll talk to you later, Steve. Oh, man, KN4VWA, KP4CPA Mobile.
For DJC in 0TR. Or mobile.
RWUCT for a few.
Hi, Rusty. We was thinking about you, and I can see right now that you are not in good shape, and you had some dental work done. How's it going?
Well, I went back for my first checkup today and got an appointment in 2 weeks.
And did they extract some, or what'd they do to you?
Extracted what I had left on the bottom.
That isn't anything pleasant, I'm sure of that, Rusty. Never had anything close to that other than wisdom teeth pulled.
The extraction, I mean, I didn't get any pain from that. It's all the stuff afterwards. Because I've got the new part, the new bottom one in, or at least the temporary one right now, so. And it hurts every time you move.
And they probably don't want to give you any pain medication for it.
Oh, yeah, they gave me some, but I wasn't going to take it because I don't like the, to get into those, droid type things, and I stay away from those type of medicines. And all he just told me to take, I'm taking my arthritis strength buffer, and I'll take that a couple of times a day.
Young man, the last time I had an extraction was a real bad one, and it broke off, and I had to dig around. And I went several days, and then I finally had to ask him. And I went in there, and I said, hey, I got to have something. And I said, I don't need very much. And he gave me some low-strength, one of the opioids. I don't remember which one it was. And it helped immensely, and they just gave me 10 pills, so you're not going to get hooked on that.
The one that they had to prescribe for me, I've taken it before. My body doesn't like it.
I don't want to take it then. Everybody's different.
Yep.
Ordered some wire for my to replace. I know it's probably kind of silly at this point, but it's not that expensive. I think 20 cents a foot or something like that. But something ain't working on it and hadn't for the last couple of years. And when they do work, they're real good. But that one that you and the guys put up when Bob come down and Gary, it worked for a long time. So I went with beverage on the ground, and I check it, and it looks good in every respect, but it just doesn't work, period. It attenuates the signal, so I'm gonna replace it.
Sometimes you got to do that.
That wire's not expensive. It's RG6, and it's flooded, they call it. It's nasty stuff to work with. It's got some kind of gooey stuff in it to make it direct burial. I don't bury it. I just run it along my neighbor's chain link fence. And then the wire itself, I used to have it strung up with some insulators like electric fence. But we got a lot of deer back there. And you got to put it up a little higher than what's recommended or else they'll keep breaking it. Bob said put a wire nut every now and then. But you still got to go back out there and do it. And if it's in the summertime, I don't even want to get near poison ivy. But now is a good time in zero to you.
Yep. Well, I got to go talk to you later. Just thought I'd say hi. N0TRW2T clear.
Okay, Rusty. Well, we wish you well and hope for a fast recovery. And keep an eye on that. If you start running a fever or something, get in there and see them. Tooth work is no fun at all. W2T and 0TR73.
0TR, KB4, CPA.
Good afternoon, Dave. I was thinking about you a couple of days ago. My neighbor bought a new BMW 1200. Boy, that thing's got a lot of sophisticated electronics on it.
So what a 1200 is that a EV or does it have an internal combustion engine?
Well, I fooled you today. It's a who's honking back there? We can't go anywhere. And there's a flagman up here with a stop sign, and I ain't moving nowhere. It's a twin cylinder, The horizontally opposed old style BMW, but it by far is not old.
Okay. Well, I just put some money down on a 2023 4Runner, and they said it'd be here in 60 to 90 days.
Is it a hybrid?
It's one of them gas burners.
I would consider a hybrid. But, you know, I told Bernice today one of the things that I would not want to trade cars is the fact that I have to reinstall this radio, and I'd have to get my neighbor to do it or something, because I'm not able to anymore. And I ran the power cord underneath the car to the trunk, you know, and put the transmitter back there, and then just ran the little control line up. But I'd hate to have to change that, I'll tell you for sure.
I think I'm going to put the antenna on the hood, and so that'll be an easy installation, and I'm sure I can find a place to come through the firewall. If not, I can drill a little hole and put a rubber grommet there, and come through the grommet. So I can have this radio out of this car completely, power cord and all, in about 10 minutes.
I put a trunk mount on this one, and it works great. I've never had any complaints or problems with it. I don't even remember what it is, a Comet, or don't remember now, Dave. But it's, here we go. The flagman says we can go. It's a nice antenna. Has a little bit of gain on both bands, but I never do use the 70 centimeter band. Well, what'd you get spatial on it, anything?
That last part again.
What'd you get spatial on it? Did you get a V6, or what'd you get to for options on it, Dave? I was watching up here. I don't know what's going on, but they're getting real close to stopping us, I think, again. Somebody screwed up and let cars through.
Well, I hope you don't have a head-on collision. it's a V6. I think that's all they put in them. A five-speed automatic, and it's a 4x4, and it's got it's got the, I wanted the black rims, so it's got the black rims, tinted windows, and it's got, you know, all the hitch and the electrical hookups for your trailer. And anyway, I don't know what all, it's pretty much loaded, so it doesn't have the TRD package, but that really is more of a suspension thing and for off-roading, and I just don't need it, and it's about 10 grand more, so the guy was telling me about it, and he said, I can save you 10 grand.
It's NGLTR. Yeah, I was looking at Avalon's a year or two ago, and the guy said, that's all we got is the TRD ones out there, and they were all blacked out, and I said, you know what, that's just an acronym, or what else was I going to say, for another word I'm thinking of, and I said, I just don't want somebody calling my car a TRD.
Tacoma, a Toyota Tacoma TRD, and it was a nice truck. I tell you, I really liked it. In fact, I sold it sold it myself and bought this Mustang. It was a nice truck, nice riding truck. If you wanted to take it on a trip, it rode really well.
Yeah, that's what we got, Dave, is Tacoma. It's not the TRD one, but we just love it. It's a good vehicle. It's a 2011, but it's only got 50,000 miles on it. I bought it, what did it have, Mom? It's 21,000, something like that. And I could get as much or more out of it now than what I get for it. And it pretty much didn't have a scratch on it until the car wash scratched a little bit by the wheel well there the other day. It has kind of it's a stick-on thing there that they put near the wheel wells nowadays. Anyway, it scratched it a little bit. You'll probably never even notice it, but I do. A ding on it, and then my son-in-law put that on her, and he told me he did, but you'd have a hard time finding it. And so I'm very happy with it, and you don't need a truck that often, but when you need it, it's something you just have a hard time doing without. Well, it sounds like you got a good deal. How long does it take to order one now? The daughter's talking about ordering a Highlander. But she wants that panoramic roof on it for some reason. Send her OTR.
It drives the 2016 Highlander, and it's got that panoramic roof on it. It's okay. I'm not a big sunroof person, so I can kind of take it or leave it. Doesn't really matter to me.
This name, we got a sunroof on this Avalon, and it'll go up and cock at a certain degree, or it'll go all the way back, and, I think I've opened it, once in the last so many years. I don't remember when that was, do you, Bernice? Because it kind of makes a roar in the car, and I just don't like it, and besides that, Bernice has got allergies, so that's not an option that I care to pay for necessarily. But Amy, she wants one with a panoramic roof. They got two hybrid ones down there, and she's considering the hybrid. So I'm assuming that'll be a four-cylinder with a turbo on it or something, because a Highlander's a pretty good-sized vehicle.
The salesman told me they were built on the Avalon, Camry frame. Subframe, so ours is all-wheel drive, and it rides really good. It's nice, really comfortable traveling in it, and I really like it. And especially since I had that Tacoma, I've really been impressed with Toyota products, I've worked on a few of them, and it's a quality product, so I don't feel bad about buying one. Well, I don't know what you're paying for gas. I'm looking at gas here on 291 for $279.
Yeah, that limited model that Amy's got, it's just as quiet as this Avalon and that Highlander. Dave, it's gone down because Biden started buying oil from Venezuela, which is crappy oil, and he dropped the sanctions. It's odd because we were talking to a family at the Oktoberfest at my daughter's here a while back, and his whole family was trapped down there, and he said you have to pay the drug cartels if you want to get out of the country. And I think he was an engineer like this guy was, and they won't even let him leave the country. But rather than giving the jobs back to our people in the United States, they started buying oil from Venezuela now, Saudi Arabia turned us down, so there you go. I'm guessing that's why the price of gas is down, but I'm no authority on it. And I'll admit I'm biased. But yeah, you're right. I bought Toyotas since 78, and I caught heck about that then, being a veteran and all. But there's more parts made in my Avalon than any other car in the United States in 2011. I got the news article about that. And so there's a lot of good folks working for them, and our daughter worked for Toyota Technical Center as a polymer engineer, and I told her, you ought to buy you a Camry while you're working there. And she said, Dad, those are old people's cars. And so I think she bought a Solera or something. But at any rate, she says, but I will tell you this, because they'd send her all over the United States to monitor how things aged on other cars and everything in the world. And all these manufacturers tear other cars apart and things, so I've been told. And she said, but I'll tell you one thing, Dad, you get what you pay for. So that's what we've had ever since, and we've had four of these Avalons, and none of them needed to be sold, to be honest with you.
They're good cars, and I never have heard anybody complain about owning a Toyota and having trouble with it.
You worked on things like that. I had the head of technology at Pittsburgh State University back in Kansas tell me, he said, I was asking him about them before I ever bought an Avalon, because we could barely afford it. And he said, Tom, if you'd ever take one of those engines apart, and he says, I can tell you this, because Toyota spent a lot of money giving our university cars to work on and things like that, and training technicians. He says, if you ever take one of that engine apart, he says, you'll never be able to get it back the way Toyota put it together.
Interesting. Well, I know my wife's car is well, this Mustang is the same way, and the 4Runner I'm buying uses synthetic. They all three use synthetic oil. And my wife's car, she goes 10,000 miles with that synthetic oil, and it looks like it is, had just been put in the car yesterday when they changed it. I mean, it's just amazing. Not the least bit dirty. Now it gets a little dirty in this car, but yeah, this car is making a lot more horsepower, so I would expect that.
We're over here. He's out walking the dogs. This one, the oil, when I used to change it, I always put Mobil 1 in it, Dave, and it would get a little dirty, and I'd change it at 5,000. And Mobil 1, some of it's 10,000-mile oil now, as I'm sure the Toyota is. But I just go buy the oil at Costco's, and I have a local mechanic here change it for me at 5,000. I think that if you do that with a Toyota and you just keep the oil in it clean and service it regularly, you'll never have a problem with it. I did have a technician down at the Greenville one time years ago tell me that if you'll change the transmission oil one time in the life of the car, you're a lot better off. But my son-in-law has a master's degree in mechanical engineering, CEN0TR, and he said that, no, it's a sealed system. He didn't need to do that. So at any rate, I didn't on this one. But it's got 82,000 on it, and I think at 100,000 I'll get the spark plugs changed. But there's no indication of that whatsoever. But Yeah, Ronnie Downing was that guy's name up there at the university that was the head of it in automotive technology, and they'd go to Finland and all over the world with groups from our university, and they would win many, many times the first prize at those places. And so that was the guy that was telling me, he says, the way the tolerance is in that in those engines is just unbelievable, Tom. And he said, to be honest with you, I don't think you could ever get it back right if you took one apart, not like they made it. But that was a good me, so I've stayed with it, and I've had real good luck, so I think you will too, Dave. But the American automobile industry's gotten a lot better over the last few years. There's no question. But they were forced to, unfortunately, by the Japanese.
Back in the 80s, the Japanese started putting out a lot better cars, a lot better quality cars, and they were cheaper than the American-made cars, and forced, the big three to start making cars and, to compete with them. And I guess if they hadn't done that, I guess we'd still be driving around in those big old lead sleds.
Had Chryslers or Dodges, and they were falling apart like the consumer's guy said. And I just couldn't afford it anymore. The last one was a Dodge Aspen wagon, and that sucker fell apart just exactly like they predicted. And so I started looking at that, and it was these cars. But for years, when they first come over here, they were like, we called them beer cans because they'd rust out and their quality wasn't great. Then years later, they started doing stuff like, I don't know if they was ahead of this or not, Six Sigma and all these different things. Anyways, they were the model for the American car industry in manufacturing. So, it took... Who was it? Eisenhower? No, it was Ford. Ford went over to Japan and told them that if they're going to rebuild their country and it wasn't going well for them, you need to build automobiles. And he's the one that taught them how. And that's a fact. I've seen it on the History Channel before. But they took it to heart, Dave. So, at any rate, it doesn't hurt to me to have an idol to be looking up to make a better product. So I don't see any harm in that. It got people on the ball because in the late 70s, American cars were anything they'd build, people would buy. And they hated you if you bought otherwise. So times they have changed, and that's one place I'd say for the better, which is rare. Anyways, Dave, we're home in 63 degrees here and still sprinkling. You have a good day. Nice talking to you this afternoon, and congratulations on the new wheels. Kill, and this is N0TR. I'll be clear with your final day.
Well, I'm sitting here in the driveway, so that was a good time, and I switched over to the input. I can hear you on the input frequency. That's not too bad. But anyway, we'll talk to you later, and you have a good rest of the evening. Yeah, y'all got a heat wave over there. It's 59 degrees here in Taylor's, and drizzling rain. But anyway, 73s, Tom. We'll talk to you later. N0TRKP4CBA, clear.